DNR wildlife officials said their recommendation to allow killing 156 wolves during the upcoming hunt is based on sound science. The staffers say factoring in new wolf pups born this year, the quota would bring down by more than 10% Wisconsin's estimated wolf population of nearly 700. Even some groups that oppose the wolf hunt are okay with the new quota. Melissa Tedrow is the Wisconsin director of the Humane Society of the United States. She says it's a better number than the roughly 250 wolves killed last year.
Given that the board could have chosen to go much higher than 156, we're pleased that they stayed steady with the number recommended to them. We do hope in the future that they'll take even more caution with the hunt.
Not quite as satisfied were some hunting groups that wanted this year's wolf kill quota to be closer to last year. Mike Brust heads the Wisconsin Bow Hunters Association. He says if the state would get closer to the current management goal of 350 wolves, some people in the north would be happier.
You might want to talk to some of the cattle growers up north, people that are afraid to walk their dogs.
Also not quite on board with the new wolf quota are lawyers for conservation groups and others that wanted the DNR board to take a stand against the continued use of dogs in the wolf hunt. Attorney Robert Habish says he's now hoping for a state appeals court ruling blocking dog use.
Wisconsin, if it was a person, should be embarrassed that we're the only state in the country that allows dogs to hunt wolves.
Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.